Why, God? Why did you let my dog get hit by a car? It's not fair that she died.
Oh, I'm so sorry that your dog died. I know you must be feeling really sad. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you've lost a friend or a family member or even a pet, then you know how sad it can make you feel. It's easy to blame God when bad things happen, but remember, He's not the one who makes the bad things happen, and when bad things happen, He's sad right along with you. King David wrote this in Psalm 56, verse 8. You keep track of all my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle. You've recorded each one in your book. Our story today is called Jesus Cares. Why, God? Elena whispered angrily under her breath. It's just not fair. She collapsed in a heap on her bed and began sobbing. In just a minute's time, Elena's beloved pet dog had been taken from her. Kiki had been hit by a car and killed. Elena was devastated. If Jesus loved her, why had he allowed this to happen? As Elena lay sobbing on her bed, her mom came in. Elena, I know you're upset, and my heart hurts too. But you know who else feels our sadness? Mom didn't wait for an answer. Jesus does. He cares about all our feelings, and he feels our pain. Elena's body tensed, and she could feel bitterness spring up inside of her. If Jesus really cares so much, why did he let Kiki die? He could have kept it from happening. Mom thought for a moment. Honestly, Elena, I don't know why Kiki died the way she did. Bad things happen, and sometimes we don't know why God would allow something sad or tragic into our lives. But you mustn't make the mistake of blaming God for every tragedy. We live in a sin-cursed world, but God sent his son Jesus to rescue us from sin and brokenness. Jesus became human and lived in our world, and he went through terrible things, including death, so we could be saved. He understands our feelings. He knows our hurts, and he cares. Sometimes things happen, and we don't know why, but we have to trust him. Mom gave Elena a hug, and before she left, she wrote something on a slip of paper and handed it to her. After Mom walked out, Elena looked at the slip of paper. It was a Bible reference, Psalm 56, 8. Slowly, she picked up her Bible and found the verse. She began to read it aloud. You keep track of all my sorrows. You have collected all my tears in your bottle. You have recorded each one in your book. Immediately, she felt comforted. God must care a lot if he bothered to put her tears into a bottle. Even though she was still sad, the bitterness had left her spirit. She knew that Jesus cared for her, and no matter what happened, he was in control. So, how about you? Has something bad happened in your life that's made you sad and upset? Do you wonder why God would allow such a thing to happen? We don't know why he allows some things to happen, but we do know he cares about us. Remember, Jesus became human and suffered and died to save us, and he understands our feelings. So when you feel sad, go to him. He cares about you. Our key verse once again, Psalm 56, verse 8.
You keep track of all my sorrows. You've collected all my tears in your bottle. You've recorded each one in your book.
And our key thought for today, Jesus cares about you. When you join the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program, you could win an Echo Dot, Kindle Fire, or Keys for Kids Storyteller. And if you read all summer long, you'll be entered for a chance to win the grand prize, your own Bluetooth speaker. Go to wordwithzach.org to activate your name. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.